Hello, what's up? It's Wiz Isaac Akins, and welcome to another episode of the Wiz Isaac Akins podcast. I'll be doing the Monday again series thing, but it will be, we're having a little bit of digression this week. We've been having a series that is kind of like motivational in quotes, but I think today we'll be doing something like relationship sort of stuff. Yeah, and I would be having a discussion with somebody from ILOMSA, yeah, University of Ilorin Medical Student Association. And yeah, let's get right into it.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's Isaac.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Can you give me a second? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, better now.
It's good to have you on my podcast.
Wait, we are starting already?
Yes, I've started.
Okay. Give me a few seconds, let me gather myself.
All right,
start.
Okay, how's your day going?
Pretty chill. It's been raining, so yeah.
It's raining.
Everywhere.
Where are you based?
Yeah, where I am.
Yeah.
Did you just ask where I am?
Yes.
Oh, Lokoja. I mean, Lokoja.
Oh, I thought you said Ilorin.
I school in Ilorin, but I don't stay there.
Funny enough, I live in Ilorin.
Wow, then you are in Ekiti.
But I school in Ekiti, yes.
Why didn't you just choose the University of Ilorin?
Oh, long story. That's not the purpose of the podcast today.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into that then.
All right.
Will you introduce me? I'm going to introduce myself.
Yeah, I think you should introduce yourself because you do a better job at it.
All right. So, hello, everyone. My name is Farida. I'm a student who's currently being held back by ASLO. May God punish them. and I'm a writer.
Oh, wow.
I think those are like the two things I describe myself with mostly. So, yeah, I'm a student and I write.
We kind of like have that student and writing thing in common, but I'm a lazy writer though. I hardly write anything, but I count myself a writer.
I don't know how lazy you are, but I'm sort of lazy too.
Ah, very good.
But I'm hoping I'm better. I'm hoping I'm better than you.
Please, no, I think anybody's better than me.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, so the other day on my status, I wrote something about people in relationships should allow their partners to cheat in peace, and then you reacted to it, and from the way you like reacted to it, I was like, wow, this is so detailed, like, you need to just explain, like, I feel like I was just like, wow, you need to like come explain this thing to me.
I actually felt like a marriage counselor, like when I was writing.
You were writing,
like, I don't think it would come out of me.
Yeah, I was like, this was too beautiful a piece for me to just keep in my DM.
So yeah, that's why he invited me.
Yes. Normally, I used to have this Monday motivational type kind of stuff, but I actually need to like make a digression and be like, okay, let's talk about relationship this particular Monday.
I think that's a good switch, to be very honest, because a lot of people our age are either in relationships or out of, or in situationships, just situations that they cannot define.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it makes for a good topic.
Yeah. Basically, I don't even know how I structured the topic, but the whole point of the status was like, it's another weekend to remind you to let your partners cheat in peace. You don't need to invade their privacy. What do you think about that? If like from, I don't want you to see from like you are in a relationship with a partner that cheats. Like, see, do this overview where you're like the marriage counselor type shit. How would you like advise somebody? Would you would you advise them to invade their partner's privacy, or would you actually have them to like have that closure that okay, my partner cheats?
It depends on what the subject. That's the person who has come to me saying, like, what their view on it. There are people who don't mind when their partners cheat. I mean, there are people who don't really care. Well, women, I don't really know about men, but women, because that's the situation, like, that's the system in which so many people grew up. They grew up watching let's say their father's cheated on their mom and their moms didn't really have any problem with it. So they just grew up with that mentality that cheating cannot be that bad. So if that person has that kind of belief system, then of course they can just go with it, just ignore what's going on. If it's affecting them, I'll suggest they voice out. Now, some people are serial cheats in the sense that they are willing to spend all of their money on their external affairs. So it might begin to affect you financially at home. So in situations like that, you should talk. Or if you know your partner is like really going out there, tell them to be careful and they shouldn't put you in a tight spot. Like, maybe giving you an STD, worst case one that doesn't even have a cure at all. Or let's say they're putting you in a situation whereby this person who they are having an affair with outside might come at you one day, because some people get very bold. So yeah, if they don't really mind, they can just stay. But if there are situations where they need to talk, they speak out. But if it's someone who is not comfortable with that idea at all, I totally suggest, well, they should speak to the person first. If it's a one-time thing and the person seems remorseful or the person wants to make you work, they can make you work. But if she sees that this person is a serial cheater and like nothing is going to stop them, bounce. So like, just get out. Just go.
Okay, it's the bounce for me, because I was like, okay, if you find out that your partner cheats and then they apologize or they do not apologize, I feel like whether you stay in the relationship or you leave, it's your choice. If you decide to stay, according to my opinion, I was like, if you decide to stay, it's because you chose to stay. You shouldn't nag about the fact that that person cheated, because after all, you could have left and nobody would say anything about it. But then you were like, then you gave a different reaction to it and you were like, should I read it? Do you like still remember what you said?
You have it there, just read it.
Okay. Then you were like, it happens to me, I'm cheating back. Because I was like, you either cheat back or you like leave or you just make peace with it. I think I gave three options. You cheat back and you make peace with it or you leave. But then you were like, if it happens to you, I'm cheating back until they discover, when we are ready as a couple to get our act together, we'll decide whether to continue with the marriage or pathways. For people who choose to forgive their partners and stay, there is no forgetting. Some people even go to therapy if both parties are serious, and counselors usually tell their aggrieved partner to talk about the cheating episode loud and often too. If you cheat on your partner and insist it's a mistake and honestly want to work on your marriage, you have to get comfortable with uncomfortable discussions. You can't be in the wrong and want to escape accountability. That was what you said.
Yeah, that's how I totally think about it.
Okay.
Something like, personally, I said I would definitely cheat back, because that's how it will hurt you the most.
Wow.
So okay, then the part about talking about it as often as possible. If I call you one day and your call is not going, if you pick that call, I can tell you that, oh, did you go out again to cheat? Like, well, that's me being petty here now, because that's how I am. But therapists actually tell people to talk as much as they can. And they also advise the other party, that's the person who cheated, to come clean on their activities. Oh, if you're going to this place, if you be late, let your wife know you be late. Like, if possible, everything you're doing, just to establish trust that has been broken.
Okay. So how do you particularly feel trust that has been broken can be fixed?
Both of the parties will actually have to work to rebuild the trust. Majorly the person who is in the wrong. Now, so if you're trying to establish trust based on, we're using cheating here now as the thing, quote unquote. So yeah. If that's the case, you have to make sure that you come clean on everything. It's almost as if you are burying yourself for this person to see that, okay, this is it. If you, like I was talking about movement earlier, if you're going out, they don't even need to ask you, you're like, oh, I'm going to this place, I should be back by this time.
Okay.
If where you've gone to, you're staying too long or something, you let them know, oh, okay, see, this is the problem here. I'll be back very soon. So with your movement, you let them know, because I don't think, well, I don't know. they might not really ask you, but you have to let them. It's like you're speaking before anyone.
Yeah, before.
I don't know how to.
Yeah, so that they don't, yeah, get, like, so that they don't get like wrong assumptions and all that.
They don't get wrong assumptions. They don't begin to think up things.
Yeah.
So yeah, even with finances.
Okay.
Let's say, people. When certain people are in relationships with other people, of course, they would be giving money to this person to make sure maybe the person is pleased or something like that. So if you can even be transferred to finances, so if certain things are, let's say, you people are very, very open about your money, your transactions and things like that. If a lot of money is going out, you're like, oh, this is for this. So they will not be thinking, is he trying to pay someone somewhere? Yeah. So, which was our
big. But you know, there's something about your partner cheated and you caught him or her, and your partner cheated, felt bad, and came clean, him or herself. Do you get?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're talking about the person being remorseful. Someone that you caught probably might not have the same remorse as somebody that did.
Yeah.
Like, I made a mistake and I am so sorry. What do you think?
Most times when you catch people and they are remorseful, it's not because they actually regret their actions. It's because they are angry because then.
Seriously?
It's because they are angry you caught them and they feel ashamed. Like, how did I get caught?
I was sloppy, so you caught me. My bad. I'm sorry.
Most times people like that are not interested in fixing anything because it was very, very intentional.
Wow.
So back to the first point I raised, there are two sets of things, like there are two conditions now. If you're okay being in that relationship, you can stay there. If you people want to work on it, if the person who cheated is, let's say, the person claims that this was a mistake.
According to you, you said cheating is never a mistake. I'm still like,
yeah, I did. You said that's why I said claim. Like, the person claims it is a mistake. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's ever something that is not premeditated. On some level, you'd have been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let's say you've been in close contact with certain, let's say, with a man or a woman, and this person, in a way, you're getting attracted to them. Before you people do anything physical, you would have thought of this thing in your head so many times.
Yeah.
So before the final act, which is the cheating now, you knew you were having this kind of thoughts in your mind, and you still went to a place that would be convenient for both of you to cheat. Oh, exactly when you expect things to happen.
Okay, now if you like describe it like that, if you describe it like that, okay, then cheating is never a mistake. You know, understand?
It's never a mistake. Okay, there's some. I was listening to a podcast once, and this person said, okay, her husband was drunk. No, she was talking about someone else, and she said the husband was drunk and he kissed a lady. Now, I don't know whether I can still call that a mistake, because generally I do not believe it's a mistake, but let's just assume he was drunk and that happened in the heat of the moment, and this person is remorseful. This is something that can be worked upon.
Okay.
But in the other case, no. For the larger part, it is never a mistake.
If being under the influence of alcohol, like if women were to like put it like, I gave you consent under the influence of alcohol, if it would be like, okay, you're not allowed to touch me because I gave you consent. I'm actually switching the topic to something like, I'm digressing,
yeah.
Actually. Like, okay. I gave you consent under the influence of alcohol, it doesn't count because I wasn't in my right senses. So if somebody were to like cheat under the influence of alcohol, would it also count? Like, should it count?
If both of them were drunk.
You said?
Wait, sorry, your question again, sorry.
My question is, would someone that is under the influence of alcohol also be counted as a cheater if such action were to be taken under the influence of alcohol or substance, basically?
This is where I'm going to come back and say, I personally do not think it is a mistake.
Mm.
So, the alcohol now was just an easier way. Maybe they just could never bring themselves to do it, normally, because they would feel very bad about it. So when they were now in the situation and they were drunk,
I see where you're coming from.
There's no much thought that goes into that kind of stuff. You might be other perspective, but this is just how I think about it.
Well, I guess it's. I see where you're coming from, actually. Well, personally, I feel like trust is like a piece of paper. If you kind of crumble it, it's very difficult for you to straighten it out. Maybe because that's how I feel personally. I'm somebody who is going through a lot of trust issues right now. And to me, it's kind of it's kind of like not straightforward to like just iron out your shit with people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you have like a personal advice for me, not like a general relationship advice. You can just put it on a broader spectrum. Like, how do I fix the trust issues I have?
How do you fix your trust issues?
I'm sorry, I'm personalizing it.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Let's see.
Okay.
I think first thing, you have to think of people as, you have to give people benefit of doubt. Okay. You have to try to think the best of people. Okay. I mean, it's going to be very difficult as if you're someone who has trust issues. Don't think everyone who is coming towards you has a bad agenda. Now, if you're talking about like friendship or relationships now, I think it's always important for someone like you that has trust issues, if you're considering someone to be a friend,
Let me say someone has trust issues with me, not me having trust issues with somebody. Someone is finding it difficult to trust me.
Like, I would like you to take it again. Are you saying like someone has trust issues?
Like, I'm not saying I have trust issues. I'm like saying someone has trust issues towards me. And I'm trying to like gain that person's trust.
Okay. What you should do.
Yeah.
I think it's similar to this earlier.
Okay.
Now, it depends on who the person is. If this person is your friend, you know them well. There are things that you can do. I mean, first, you can, of course, reassure them that, whatever made them lose trust in you whatever made them lose trust. The trust you people used to share, you apologize for that and you reassure them on countless occasions that they can trust you. Then you can also, since you know them very well, there are things you can do that will make them see you in a different light. Let's think about, let me put this in a home setting now. If let's say you offend your mom and you're trying to, let's say, get on her good side. You know what you do for her that will make her happy? That will make her want to talk to you. Most times, it's not even as if when trust is beginning to, you're re-establishing the connection, the trust there again, it's not as if they'll come and they start telling you really, really deep things about themselves. It starts with conversation. So you also have to make yourself available on some level, like for them to talk to. So even if it's just little things they begin to tell you, from there, you would sense it when they trust you, because they are able to tell you things, no matter how small, or no matter how weighty it is. So, yeah. So talk, apologizing, reassuring them, being available for them to talk to, and maybe doing like one or two gestures that, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This one actually feels like personal therapy again.
Well, I'm happy to be the therapist for today.
Yeah. Before, it used to be self, like for the past 3 weeks now or so, it's been self. But like this is the first, I did call a friend last time. Okay, this is the second time I'm actually calling someone to like talk me through my mental
stuff. Like the second guest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, thank you very much. I really did appreciate your... I reached out to you and you did answer. It's like, it means a lot to me. It's quite beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. And I hope that other people apart from you would maybe pick one thing or the other. And I also like to like hear people's feedback.
Okay. I'll sure to like relate that to you.
All right.
I would like to bring this episode to a close right now. And once again, I'm saying thank you. And I do hope you have a lovely week.
And I hope everyone has a lovely week too.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely be doing a lot of feedbacking because I'll give you the feedback. I'll give them the feedback. And everything is just going to be like, wow, watch out for the next episode.
All right,
thank you very much. And I'm thanking everyone that is going to listen to in advance. Bye. Well, if you have enjoyed this episode of the Wizards Geekings podcast, why don't you like, subscribe, share? If you don't see the subscribe button, you can see the follow button if you're using Apple Podcast or whatever podcast platform you're listening with. Just like, follow, subscribe, come back to listen. You guys won't get disappointed. I mean, Wizards Geekings got you. It's talking about life, real life issues, real life matters. There's mental spasms in my head. As they come to me, I give it to you as they come. Thank you very much for listening. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.